We run a full court press when it comes to these trending topics. Keep it short like Chris Paul and CB, get it poppin'. Common sense ain't common and neither is our opinions. Take a listen to our views to see if you vibe with them. Fresh up on the scene, we're your newest critics. Anything can happen, there's nothing that's off limits. Find out what the hottest tea is today. It's a social smackdown with Yay and Nay.
What's up? It's your girl Yay
and Nay,
and we're back at it again with the podcast,
and we're actually together this time.
I know, it's been a while. It's been a good while. It's been like 2 months, 2+ months.
It's been more than 3 months.
Since we recorded,
it's been
forever.
If y'all hear some rain and thunder in the background,
it's because it's raining and thundering in the background.
No, Michigan ain't playing with us at this time. It just, you know, why every time we record
it's together it's something. Raining?
Like, what the heck?
That's crazy.
So we're gonna go straight into it. The first segment is She Got Game. We got to talk about Ginobili finally retired. You mean it like that?
I mean, that's the Spurs, even the Spurs.
That's the like, thing. Tony gone. Parker gone, Lillard gone, Duncan gone, Ginobili gone. Ain't no Spurs. Like, I really feel bad for DeMar now. Like, that's bro. That's crazy. It's crazy. Once upon a time, the Spurs was such a like great dynasty. Now they just San Antonio. I mean, I feel bad for Pop. Pop probably about to leave next.
More than likely.
That's crazy.
I don't know who else going to put up with him. But
exactly.
Yeah.
Also, we had a Golden State member retire, David West, which, I mean.
Okay.
I mean, he was ring changing. We knew it was coming. He got his ring. But I'm out. Like, and then, going to the finals, kind of story, talking about J.R. Smith. He was charged with criminal mischief for an accident that took place in July. So basically what happened was he had turned himself in because he stole a fan's phone and threw it into a construction site because she asked him to take a picture of him. And he got mad. He threw her phone. So he's facing charges with that, which is... JR crazy, bro. JR real life got problems.
Like, most of the time, these people that be up on these like pedestals and stuff, like, they want to just be treated regular. Yeah. Like, maybe he didn't want to take a picture and she probably was pestering him about it. Like, I don't know.
He might have been, you know, on it, off the Henny or
it
something.
It might have been a day, but I mean,
anything's possible.
With JR.
It was a Henny. Like, I understand that, but I feel like to a certain extent, you kind of be used to, like, that, too. Like, that comes with the fame. Like, you gonna have people trying to take pictures of you. To take somebody's phone and, like, that, imagine if that was you. Like, imagine if I was fan. Like, imagine if KD did that to me. Bruh, like, I don't know how I would feel. Like, that's.
I mean, I'd be pissed,
though. Exactly. For one, you got to phone him for two, like,
that's too much. I just wanted a picture, but, yeah, I don't know.
Out of all people, JR, though. Well, I'd rather it be, like, LeBron or KD, or, you know, somebody who actually, you know.
Dang.
I mean,
but I maybe that's why he did it. He thought she was, you know.
Because I remember a few years ago, I don't know if you, like, knew about it, but when, like, everybody made a big deal with LeBron came to Oakland or whatever, and it was so bold, because they were like, oh, LeBron here. Y'all, J.R. Smith was literally right next to him. They did not make not one announcement. I ain't hear not one person like, oh, J.R. Smith here. It was all LeBron. I'm like, y'all a bull. Like, y'all never announced my man.
It's like, you don't want a picture of me for real. That's your phone,
probably
girl.
Trying to sell it back or something. Yesterday, it was a big event in the city at Greater Grace. We honored Aretha Franklin. Rest in peace, Aretha.
Aretha. With her doggone all day funeral, which I watched, but like, yo. Oh my gosh, like, that junk was crazy. Like, it was good, and then it was like just bad, and it was good. Like, really, my mom and I, we were watching, and we were like, it really should have ended when Cicely got up and did her poem. Like, it was so beautiful, and I was just like, that's it, like, leave it at that. You know, we're good, don't nobody else need to get up and talk, nothing.
The only thing that threw me off was I heard, like, Ariana Grande had sung Natural Woman.
Yeah.
Which is, like, but it was at a church. And, like, well, you know what Natural Woman, like, is about. So, that kind of, I mean, even though that was, like, one of her biggest hits, but it's, like, at a church. Like, that's kind of.
Yeah, I feel like it really don't matter. Like, it's the building.
That's true.
So, like, I really just.
I just know, like, you know how Greater Grace was to be, like, so, you know.
Well, also, like, I don't really want to talk too much about, like, the whole entire, you know, event. Mm-hmm. But, like, Bishop Ellis is under a lot of flack right now because the way he grabbed Ariana. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of iffy about it. Like, I feel like he wasn't intentionally trying to, like, grope her or inappropriately touch her. But, like, I don't know. It do look bad, but, I mean, I don't know the man too personally. I have attended his church, like, a couple times. Mm-hmm. But, like, I just feel like it was, like, you know, a simple mistake. He probably really didn't even notice. And I don't even know if she did. You know, it was just like a, hey, you know, you grab somebody, you don't immediately move. But I don't know.
Right.
I just know it's just, like, I hate that it happened because now everybody's just, like, more and more excuse. Oh, look at what the pastor did. Or right. This, blah, blah, blah. Exactly. This is why I don't go to church. Or this is, like, no, it's not. You just don't go to church because you don't want to. Like, right. Shut up. But yeah, it wasn't all bad. It was some good points.
The pink Cadillacs, though.
Shh, man. I was like, y'all better get off 7 Mile before it get dark. Like,
man.
And then, like, all the doggone potholes and stuff.
Like, didn't think about that. 7 Mile, the worst. The thing, to be driving up and down.
Yeah. The thing that, like, really irritated me, though, and especially why I don't go to funerals, is because people really don't know how to conduct a funeral. Mm-hmm. A eulogy is not time for a sermon. That's not what a eulogy is. A eulogy is, you know, saying nice things about the person who passed away. Right. And, you know, pretty much summarizing their life. That's what a eulogy is. Not you getting up here preaching to everybody. And I think his name was, like, Jasper Williams or something, Pastor Jasper. Mm-hmm. And he just went off on this whole entire tangent. And it just was like, sit down. Like, sit down. Like, I think Shirley Caesar was about to, like, sit him down because she got up. And was, like, in Bishop Ellis' ear, like, he needs to sit down. And so, yeah, that just, like, it was a lot of moments that just, like, kind of quenched the spirit, you know? Like, y'all know Aretha always takes you to church. And they did, you know, some moments, you know, they had some praise breaks in there. And then somebody got up and just was like, I'm going to say what I want to say. And it's just like, bro, that's not what we're here for. This is not your time to get across what you want to say, like. No. Other than that, you know, rest in peace, finally. It's only been a couple hours. Like, yeah. Black people gotta get it together.
Did they start on time?
Huh?
They start on time?
No. They started like an hour late. It was supposed to start.
Why got you mad?
At 10. They didn't start till like 11.
That's something. Crazy.
Because, yeah, they were supposed, the family was supposed to come in. Mm-hmm. At about 10 and everything, like, yeah, because I had the whole program on my phone. I'm looking, I'm like, oh, this is just a suggestion. Like, this is just letting us know who's on the program. And then it was other people that wasn't on the program that spoke. And then a lot of people spoke out of turn. Mm-hmm. Like, they were just like, I'm not about to stay here all day. So they got the, what they had to say out the way and left. I'm just like, y'all wild. So I'm just happy I didn't live over there anymore. I'm glad I moved because I just know. It was a trip. Oh, yeah. I forgot you lived.
I'm like, I do.
But if you didn't leave yesterday.
I did. I had to go to church yesterday. We went. I don't know why we went, like, in that direction. But it is what it is.
Oh, but, what's next? What's next? Our main topic. Talk about how we, hold on. How we gonna pass the She Got Game and we ain't talk about Kobe? Happy belated birthday, Kobe.
No, my bad. Big 4-0. Kobe's dad over here. So he hit that big 40, that big milestone. Happy belated birthday to the Black Mamba. It's so crazy not seeing Kobe play, bro. Like,
it just seemed like he on a break right now.
Right. Like he hurt or something. Crazy. It ain't hit me yet.
I didn't even get to shoot with Kobe in the gym.
You wasn't even be shooting in the gym.
Okay, now we can move on.
The next, well, the main topic today is, when is flirting too far?
Ooh.
That's requested. Was it requested or is it something? No, this is something I just want to talk about.
Yeah, that's what you want to talk about.
Because, like, one thing about me, I'm a very nice person. And I feel like that be coming off as me flirting. But it don't be like that. At all.
I mean, a lot of people can. I say that too. A lot of people say that. But, like, I feel like naturally I'm a flirt. Right. Like, I just have a flirtatious personality. But it's just like, and then in addition to me being nice and goofy and all of that, everybody just be like, oh, yeah, she feeling me. No.
Right. Oh, yes. It's like,
I am not. I just was like, you know, I didn't want the situation to be awkward. So I just was filling up our time with conversation. And that's, like, the thing about dudes. Like, you get them a little bit of attention and, like, you know, they all over you. Right. Like, hold up. Like, I was just having a normal conversation. Like, I could have had this conversation with a woman, like, and it still should have flowed the same way. Like, I don't have no feelings towards you. Like, you will know if I got feelings towards you. I will be feeling you.
Like, that's the thing. I feel like if I'm flirting intentionally, it's way different than when I'm not. Yeah. Like, you gonna know it. Like, it's not gonna be like, oh, she like me. You'll be like, oh, bro, I got her in the back. Like, you gonna know. Like, I got a little game, a little something, something. So when I try. But when I don't.
Game where?
Bro, like, EA, don't do me. First of all, but no. It's like, don't be trying and people just be, like, feeling some type of way. But as far as it going too far, I feel like when people catch, when someone start legitimately to catch feelings for you,
I guess. No, I would say when it's going too far is when they start questioning if you, like, feeling them. I would stop it right there. Because it's like, if you're not on that same page, mm-hmm. then it's just like, oh, no, you got to chill. Like, I got to back up. Like, retreat.
I feel like I try to do that, you know, but I'm going to leave it alone. That's when I really started coming harder. Like, texting me 6 times, calling me, FaceTime me, all of that. I'm just like.
You got to slowly detach because obvious. Distance makes the heart grow fonder. So, it's like you already then planted that seed. And then you left it alone and give it time to grow. And so then when you respond to that message alone,
later, you get a water,
that's a little water. That's a little,
the little drop.
Yes.
Little sprinkle. All these little sprinkle of water.
They've been out in the sun. They've been glowing. Like, you gotta be careful.
So I feel like I have that problem a lot when I can have like a male friend. Because I have like a lot of male friends or whatever. And they just start feeling some type of way. And I'm just like, wait, what did I do? When did this happen? What is this? Like, what is this? And I feel like dudes got a tendency to think they can change your mind. Because, like, you can even tell a dude you're not interested up front. And he going to still try because he still think he got a chance. So, I think you told me this.
Yeah, because I said no means no. No means... That no doesn't mean convince me. And that's just anything with dudes. Like, I don't understand why y'all don't get that. Like, no means no. Ain't no means not interested. No, you're not getting me interested. No, I don't want to go forward. Like... No.
I mean, I feel like there are instances where females be like, I'm not interested in you or whatever. And then they end up, like, being together. But that's very rare. For me, anyways. I think that happened probably one time when I just wasn't. But it was different because he wasn't, like, pressuring me or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to get me to, like.
Yeah.
It just, he just gave up. And I'm like, oh, wait, maybe I was being stupid. But if a female says she's not interested, then just be her friend. If it something happens, something happens. But don't move on. Like, don't depend on her to change her mind. Cause yeah.
Like, that's not a guarantee.
Exactly. Mm. And wouldn't y'all want somebody who wanted y'all initially anyways? You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I want somebody who know he want me. Not who gotta, like go through all of this. And stuff. Exactly.
Like, putting work in is cool and everything, but it's just like...
I want you to know. Like, don't be... Because males do that. Like, they always do that. They don't realize until, like, after. Like, oh, bro, she was really... Don't do that. Like, no. No before it's too late. Like... And I need dudes to keep that same energy. Like... If a female not realizing what you bring into the table, then that's just, let that be her loss. Like, don't try to...
King.
Right, exactly. Fix your crown. Like, don't do that.
I don't know. It's like with some people, like, I don't know. I just think I always, like, let it be known up front. Like, mm-hmm. I've always been like that, even in my player days. Like, I just be like, I'm like, yo, you're not the only person I'm feeling right now, so... Mm-hmm. Now, in those instances, I would be like, convince me that, you know, you the party I should go with. But most of the time, I let it be known. I'd be like, okay, yeah, I am feeling this person. But, I mean, you do have a chance. Like, you know, I do something like that. But I don't know. My mom always did say, like, dudes are never just your friend just to be your friend. Like, at some point, they liked you or they will like you. And they're going to try to get with you. And they'll do whatever, like, if they really want you. Damn.
At first, I didn't believe that. Like, I feel like I always was told that too. Like, you know, something going to end up happening, or they used to like you and y'all become friends. And I was like, that ain't true.
Yeah, I used to deny
like,
that. But
the more I live, I'm just like, can I just have a regular male friend? Like, bro, this is why I like having male friends with like girlfriends, even though
that's still okay. Yeah,
that's no still no guarantee. But like, I don't know. It's just too much because I feel like I can be friends with a dude and not catch feelings. I don't think I ever caught feelings for someone I was actually cool with.
You know what? Thinking about it, being as emotional as women are, I think it's way easier for us to, like,
not be attracted to somebody, like, ever mm-hmm. than it is for a guy. Like, we can just, we can strictly look at a guy and be like, I just want to be his friend. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, no That's way true. That, you know, later down the line that you're going to be like, oh, I'm feeling him now. Like, we'll just stick to that. But, like, with dudes, they can start out either way and it'll just vary. Yeah. And you just be like.
I think another thing about that is, like, not even trying to, like, be, you know, whatever you want to call it, like, sexist or whatever. But, like, you know, dudes are known for not being nothing. So if you're friends with a dude and you know he not nothing, that's not gonna make you want him, you know what I'm saying? But like yeah. if you a dude and you got a female, you know she like a good woman, they're gonna make you want her, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like that has a lot to do with it. Even though I'll say all the time, I know females not, it's some females who not nothing either and some good guys. I just really don't have that much experience with females who not nothing, because all my friends, like, we all pretty, you know
together,
exactly, whatever. And like but hey, I'm not saying it's not possible, but
that's yeah, I a do big have thing. Some like male friends who it's like we've been friends for the longest and I've seen them in and out of relationships, and then they think that they can come step to me, and it's like, you know, I was there for every last relationship exactly. that you was in. You told me everything, like, I don't want to be with you. Exactly. Like, why would I subject myself to that? Like, no.
The only thing I can say, like, say if you do got a friend who catch feelings and y'all legit, I mean, cool. But I feel like me and you, we good about this. Just be like, just tell them you're not interested. But I know some people be scared that can, like, mess up friendships or whatever. But I feel like if you really got a general foundation, a general genuine friendship with somebody, telling them you don't like them like that's not going to, like, mess it up. And if it does, then, hey.
And that's if you really went in it for a friendship. Because mm-hmm. some people say they're going in for a friendship, but really they got, you know, hidden intentions, so.
How do you feel about being friends with someone you mess with? Like, dated or talked to or anything? Because, like,
you I feel like... previously?
Yeah, because I feel like that's kind of different, too. Because, like, we're talking about, like, going into it. Like, say if you went into it, like, all right, we're going to be together, we're going... Or y'all caught feelings along the way, and y'all try to be friends after the fact. Like, one, do you think it's possible? Because a lot of people say you can't be friends with someone you mess with. And two, like, how would you even go about that?
Well, every last... quote unquote ex of mine, minus one, I can hit any of them up right now uh-huh. and like if I want to be like, let's hang out, like everything would be cool. And I think because of that, we just like in the place that we in place was in at the time, like we're just kind of like immature, and then like we grew up and we're just like, it's really not a big deal. But like I would say my most recent last relationship, like as of right now, is no coming back like from that. As of right now, like I don't really care to be friends. I mean, I can be cordial, but for the most part, I'ma still feel some type of way. Like, I'ma still be like, bro, don't talk to me. Exactly. Like, I feel like I'm still not fully healed from like that past relationship, so I wouldn't even want to attempt, like, mm-hmm. purposefully, you know, be like, all right, let's try this, because I know I'm not in a place where I'm ready to do that. So yeah no. Like, for that, but all of my other ones, we're cool. Like, we're good. Like, they still hit me up, like, and they be like, yo, I miss you. You know, you really...
You miss me with that boo!
You really was down for me. You helped me with a lot, and, you know, I really learned a lot with you. Like, I still be thinking about the things that you told me. Like, you really was, you know, had my best interest, and I'm like... Okay.
Like, I know what that walker.
Like, I hope you didn't think this was gonna rekindle anything. Like,
I'm glad I taught you those lessons.
Right? Because I'd be like, I'm like, I don't even remember none of that. But you know,
I said that.
Right?
Me?
Okay. Like, good for you. Okay. But other than that, it's like, it's not really like no like friendship. You know what I'm saying? It's just like if we had to be around each other, we'd be okay.
Right.
That's where I'm at.
I mean, I think it's possible, because I feel like I'm the same way, except for... I wouldn't even say... I don't want to be with nobody I mess with. It was, like, some you know, aftermath. You know, I feel like anytime you, like, stop messing somebody, it's always some, like, tension. So, you know how it is. And after a while, stuff get better. I feel like it was like that for a few people. But I think it's possible to be friends. But I don't think I have any, like, genuine friendships with anybody I mess with. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It could be, like, cordial. Like, hey, how are you? Happy birthday. Stuff like that. But I don't think I have any genuine friendships. Like, I know some people who, like, really be best friends with an ex. I don't have that relationship with none of my exes, nobody I talk to. Like I said, we cool, but we not, like, genuine friends. Like, I don't care about their, like...
that sounds bad. I don't check about
you're them. Not putting the energy exactly. into either side.
Exactly.
You're so just neutral.
So I don't know. Like, is it possible to have like a true tight relationship with someone you mess with? I don't know. I have yet to experience it. I would like to think it's possible, but I don't know anybody, because I feel like that's not really healthy. At the same time, like, how can you really 100% move on if you like still this close, still disinvested in somebody? Like,
it kind of depends on like how much was invested.
Yeah, and like how long y'all was together or like mess with each other and all that too.
Because like, but I do have one person where it's like we link up all the time. Mm-hmm. And we just like mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, I forgot we did it. Like, right. It's just, like, something to get brought up. I'm like, we sure did.
Yeah, that is a good point. And that's another thing, like, most people know, like, the people I mess with, it's been, like, you know, long intervals, long time, like, long duration. So, like, that's why I never had that relationship. And I feel like once it's done, it's just done. But, like, I'm cool with all of them. And how would I go about it? Like I said, I just don't be caring. Like, I'm very chill. Like, I'll move on. Like, make a bridge, get over it. It's just how I am. Like, there's no point in being, I'm still hurt, bitter. I'm not a bitter person. I'll be hurt for probably 2 days, 3 days, maybe a week tops. But I'll be good.
15 minutes.
I'll be good. Like, I'm not stressing.
Give me 2 LMA songs. I'll be okay.
I don't want you no more.
But nah.
Not anymore. But, oh my God. Okay, one more. Because we talked about this a few days ago. How dudes be coming at you all like the left instead of right. Alright, so we both had this encounter with someone on Snapchat. Hello. We're not gonna like disclose their name because we're not that type of people. That's not us. But this particular person, you tell them all your experience first, and I'm telling them about mine because I feel like yours happened first and then mine happened.
Okay, so like it was just like a random, like, y'all know how you get the little Snapchat notification. And I'm just like, okay, like normally on Snapchat I normally just add people back. Like, I really don't mm-hmm. like pay attention too much. Unless the name like seems super shady. But like, I don't even know if I added this person. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, I added them. They was like, hey. I'm like, hey, who is this? They're like, are you a girl? I'm like, yeah. They're like, are you a stud? I'm like, no. Who are you and what do you want? And then they sent me like these eggplant emojis and was like, where are you from? And I'm like, who are you? Where did you come from? I'm not answering anything else until you tell me who you are. And it was like, Jay. And I'm like, who's Jay? I don't know any Jays. Like, you must not know me personally.
They could be Jason's so, first, you know. But I was also from Jay.
And so then,
killers.
I was just like, I saw that you quick added me, so why'd you add me? And it was like, I'm trying to see who you are. I'm like, for why? And it's like, I was like, bye. And it was like,
why?
It was like horny video chat. And I was like, unadd me, you must be a child. And it was like, why? And I was like, I don't have time. And so it was like, please video chat. And they sent me a picture. And I was like, whose picture did you steal your whole joke? And it was like, WTF. And I was like, LOL, video chat my man's Neve Schulman. And so it was like, okay, never mind, good day. And I was like, same to you, kiddo. And it was like, okay. And so, like, I'm just, like, sitting there, like, so confused because I'm just like, where did you come from? And, like, what do you want? Like,
who are you? Where did you come from? Who sent you?
Right. And I'm just, like, so confused. And I was just like, okay. I'm like, I really wasn't trying to be rude. But, like, at the same time, I don't know.
You don't do that. Exactly.
And so then I just left it alone. And then my best friend, she was like, bro, somebody just randomly added me and was like, asked me to send my location and stuff. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, who? And I was like, is it bleep? You know, and I said the name. And she was like, bro, yes. And I'm just like, I'm like, are you kidding me? I think they requested mine too. I don't know. I think they did, and I just was like, what the heck?
I think it was weird simply because, like, you say hi. They say hi, whatever, and you say hey. And the first thing they... No, you say, who is this? And the first thing they do is request your location. Like, I'm really going to send you my location. I said, who are you? You couldn't even respond, first right. off. First, two, they didn't even have no bit whatever emoji.
Bitmoji.
Even if you did, that's not nothing. But it's like... And then I was like, can you send me a picture?
No.
You asked for my location in a picture, and I don't even know you. Like, right. I clearly said, who are you? You just ignore the whole thing and say, can I see your location? No, they requested my location. Like... Don't That's do that. Okay. I feel like Eva coming out here talking about some eggplant. Like, I don't even know you, bro. Like, I'm really going to be like, bet, where you live? Like, what?
I'm just like, Okay, like, at first I thought it was a little female.
Yeah, because it's, like, little, you know, y'all know how, like, it's a sub name, too. It's, like, literally was, like, a female name. That's what, like, threw me off. I'm like, and then she told me it was a dude. I'm like, wait, what?
I guess it's a dude.
It's something, I don't know. I just
said it might be because of the picture, but I'm like, you can easily take somebody's
exactly.
picture.
Exactly. I think it was, like, some BS in the game, but...
That just was wild. And then it was just, like, crazy that it happened to both of us. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, like...
She was like, well, I asked someone, and she sent me the name. I'm like... Wait,
that happened 2 weeks ago to me. And that's she just crazy. Was like, that's the same person. I'm like, oh my God.
Y'all just gotta, like, don't be coming at no female with no BS like that. And even, like, I feel like this happens to me all the time. It'd be like dudes, like, I could post on, like, my Instagram story or whatever. And, like, this one is, like, I don't like posting full body picture because dudes just be hornballs, bro. And, like, commenting on stuff. And, like, you don't come at a female like that. Like, it is one dude. What did he say? Like, he been commenting little stuff, like, periodically over, like, the whole summer. Like, one of my stories I had posted, he was like, bring your legs here. Because I have, like, my legs are extremely long for, like, my body. I have, like, a shorter torso or whatever. And I just looked at him looking like, what? Like, I don't even know you. I'm like, okay, I'm under it. Another one, he was like, bring your lips here. I'm looking like, you doing like, too
bro,
much.
Go away.
And then this other picture, I kind of, like, showed, like, my backside, but that wasn't, like, I was just showing my outfit. It wasn't, like, you know, the main.
Trying to, yeah.
Exactly. He was like, bring that, you know what, here. Bring that ASS here. I'm like, okay, I just low-key, okay. At that point, I snapped on him. I'm looking like, first of all, like, what?
That's something you said, like, if you, like, in a relationship with somebody. Like, if my dude said that, I was like, ah.
Where you at?
But, like, some
somebody you never even, like, you don't even know. Okay. You never even met. I'm looking like, you doing too much. And then with this other dude, he was on the same, like, wave with that whatever. He was, like, he was being ignorant. He was, like, y'all got no booty. I'm like, oh, okay. And then he was, like, I'm just playing. Let me see it. I'm like, no. Wow. You wowed.
You know what? I just got an idea.
You wowed. What?
I think on one episode, we should dedicate it to how to shoot your shot.
Bet.
I think we're gonna do that because I was wondering that the other day. I was on Twitter and this dude was like it was a picture or no, it was a tweet. It was like a dude to have a you know waves, you know fade, all mm-hmm. of that. The chain with the t-shirt on and females are just standing there. It's like that Beyonce gif, mm-hmm. and she's just like, you know, yeah, like, you still won't say nothing. And then like it was like a bunch of females like, well, what are we supposed to say? And I think with dudes too, like they really
we'll
don't
do
know.
Like for females and dudes,
yeah, they don't really know. So maybe. We get actually no, not a maybe. We need a guest dude because we don't want to just speak from a dude for a dude, and we really don't like know. So like we need a dude to give us like how would you want a woman to approach you, and then we'll do like how we would want a guy to approach us, basically. And then you know like we'll get like some tips and stuff.
Yeah,
coming soon. You know, if you want to be our guest guy, you know.
Hit one of us up.
Y'all probably hit my AM, but okay.
No, bro. Nobody been hitting me up lately, for real. Besides that, like, request I get. Okay. That's more than, I guess. That's better than nothing. Let me not be grateful. I'm like, except for that.
I don't get a thing. They be playing me. It's okay, though. When I get on, I'm leaving all y'all. If you wasn't with me at the scrimmage line, don't be winning me when I touch down. Period. I ain't with all that.
Well, that's our energy all season.
All season. He wasn't with me at the line of scrimmage. Don't be with me when I touch
down. Bro, come January when it's Lions and Super Bowl, don't be screaming no one pride. Right, bro, y'all no. wasn't with us when we was fumbling
y'all wasn't
the ball.
With us struggling through preseason.
Because I fumbled the ball.
Oh,
y'all wasn't there.
My God.
People be so quick to switch up, bro.
I ain't switching them nothing. Y'all heard it right here. Y'all heard it episodes back. Y'all know we rooting for the Lions.
One pride all day.
Probably.
Come at us crazy if you want to. Because your team probably ain't making it nowhere either.
That's what we should have talked about. I got pissed that we lost to the Browns. Like, I was like, the Browns? Really?
Bro. It's his reason. It's cool.
I'm trying to get into it. Like, let's just not go there.
It's hard, y'all. You know, it's hard out here for
when you
Detroit
trying to get some wins.
All that cash and money
that we spent.
You know, people talk a whole lot of...
And Matthew Stafford came past the ball for... where our wide receivers came. Sign off, bro. Sign off. We get wild.
They're like, y'all bad. Oh, all right, goodness. We out. Bad.
All right, see ya. Well, not see y'all.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.